Or alternatively,
the truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
So just to set the scene, Cameron, we've been joined now by Mary Dancy. We have Mary Dancy, Claire Margerison, Tessa Snart, Hannah Brown, ace culinary expert and food demonstrator extraordinaire. That would be, of course, Linda Hewitt. And, of course, the return of Jodie Orton. There we are, sorted. Cameron.
Cool.
Yes, moving on. Yeah. Have you coped with Tottenham Hotspur finishing below Arsenal in the football scenario, or since taking up American citizenship, have you said it doesn't matter anymore?
I still follow it, but I don't get to see it anymore. I just, kind of lost interest. I'm still a Spurs fan, but only to the fact that I look at their statistics and go, oh, okay, cool.
Says it all. And so it is, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's all you need to actually say from that point. I could sense there was a frisson of excitement and pure joy when you actually knew that Tessa Snart, our gal from Peterborough, and indeed technically Glint on, that's Glinton outside Peterborough, is back with us. Because Tessa, have you been catching Cameron's musical choices recently, Tessa?
Or is it okay? You haven't? No, I've been too busy studying for my exam, but it's gone now, so I'm here.
Too busy studying for her exam. I initially thought with this latest one he's brought to us, it was either going to be a Eurovision Song Contest number by Emily DeForest. Incidentally, I will not gloat over the fact that Britain finished pretty much where I said they were going to. Did I not say it was just not
you called it?
Just wasn't dreadful. But no, it isn't. Nor is today's production a Partridge Family number from their Sound magazine album of 1973, a classic which I know you appreciate and is close to your heart. That song title was called Rainmaker. No. You've gone for something completely different. So, Cameron, it's over to you. And again, Linda does not mess around when she's doing the choice of musical delights and various other things. I sense, not only is she a swimmer, you've already been swimming today, have you not, Linda?
I have, yeah. Plunged into the cold.
Already swimming today and swimming in all sorts of ways. And some serious making here. You can actually go to lindahewittfood.com. That's lindahewittfood.com. You've been there, Jodie, haven't you?
Where, sorry?
To lindahewittfood.com.
I have been there today, yes. Exactly. And I'm even more excited to hear there's real food in the studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm gonna guess that you don't have in your food thing grits, collard greens, and brisket done slow and low on a grill.
I'm a gal that's been about a bit around the block a few times, in fact, lady of a certain age, but also my husband was in the military, so I've travelled a great deal. All of those things, been there, done it. Even wore the t-shirt, honey.
So you see, there we are. Game set and match there on that one, Cameron. Yeah, none of this. Oh,
there you go.
Let's move on, Cameron, to your Darryl Worley selection for this week.
Yeah, he was our National Access Super Pick of the Week last week. As usual, we pick a rising or independent artist. And Darryl had label deals in the past, and for whatever reason, they've gone away. And he's still out there, still making music. Early February, late January, I think, he was in the Pacific and got trapped by a tropical storm, Category 5 storm. And he was tweeting from, a safe place. He was there with his wife and tweeting from a safe place to let fans know he was okay. And he made it through that. And he got back and started writing a song inspired partially by the storm. And this is called Rainmaker. It's Darryl Worley on Siren FM.
I can feel it in the air tonight. Must be a dark cloud rising. It's gonna be a hold on tight. Bad weather's on the way. A little bit of thunder rolling, rolling, gonna keep us up all night. I wanna be a rainmaker.
Well, you certainly called the website, Linda, in terms of mean and moody look. It's very good from that point of view. But what did you make of the song Rainmaker by Darryl Worley?
Not unpleasant.
Not unpleasant.
Can't say that I was tapping my toe.
No, that's not unpleasant. Yeah. It's good to go for that. Yeah. Jodie.
I really liked it. It was just kind of pretty easy listening. Helps the something kind relaxing of after a long day.
Reacclimatization of returning to Lincoln briefly on your way to Derby and all sorts.
Yes.
Hannah.
I thought it was quite good. It's one of those ones that you could literally imagine like rain pouring down around him as he's singing it. It's like, like there's a video of
Rain. Strangely, I couldn't find a video of him singing Rainmaker at all.
You should do it in rain.
that's the views of our Harwich correspondent. Well said. Mary Dancy.
I quite liked it. It was quite nice. I could imagine like just having it in the background and doing something else. And yeah, so it was good like background music.
Still wearing her wonderful University of Lincoln apparel proudly upon her person, even though shortly it'll be the University of Kent at Canterbury. Oh no!
I know, I'm abandoning ship, aren't I?
Claire Margerison.
I really liked it. I think that it's quite apt for today, considering it's rained all day.
Well, not all day, surely.
Most of the day. It stopped raining probably about 1, because we were watching the wolves being fed at the wildlife park nearby, and it was still raining then. They were a bit soggy wolves. I really liked it. It'd be quite a good revision song, but thankfully I don't have to do any more of that. So
a good revision song. Tessa Leanne Snart.
I really liked it.
Well, that's all we care about. Really. Exactly.
I did generally like it.
So I think it's thumbs up pretty much across the basis there, even though it didn't get Linda's toes a tapping. What were you going to say, Cameron? What did you apologise for? Somebody bumped into you there in Nashville.
I just said sweet.
I thought he apologised as well, actually. I thought he was saying sorry.
It's a lost in translation,
I think. Yeah. Linda wasn't aware that you were in Nashville. We put her right on that. Yeah, she is quite literally in Nashville. Yeah. Tennessee, that is. Andy's responsible for Carrington McDuffie joining us in a wee while, around about 15, 20 minutes from now, where the ace singer-songwriter will be talking about My Little Guitar and more. And it's an animated video that she's actually set up.
Aww.
Animated. Excellent. Sensational. But we've still got a jersey. So, Tessa, go on. Do the business, girl. Last two questions, please. I would have put it to Jodie, but, you know, it's her first time back in the studio for nigh on what? 3 years?
Pretty much, yeah.
3 years since you were last back here. So, even Cameron, wow. Go for it, Tessa.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I certainly have.
And will you be returning on the show next week?
Yep. Be back next week and looking forward to it.
Hurrah! And let's have another Rainmaker.
Listen, abandoned and dried out. Listen, no one hears you shout. In my hand, the seed of love and light. Rain for.
Emily DeForest, no mention of Chechen rebels at all, really, in Rainmaker. Still, that's the Ukraine, and we'll come to that later. Mind you, the Eurovision Song Contest in the Ukraine, it's got to be fun. Expert bread maker, celebrity chef coordinator, and general local producer coordinator as well. Food demonstrator Linda Hewitt in the studio. Linda, your website here. When we screened these images, I think it was Hannah who said, you're torturing us, did you? You said, torturing us. You know, we're seeing all these images. It just wasn't fair.
What can I say? I've got awesome buns.
Glad you said that, Linda. Yes.
It has to be
sequence.
Said.
So, this past weekend, of course, you were at the Nottinghamshire County Show, which sadly we didn't get to, but again, I gather all went well.
It went terrifically well. And I was there in a slightly new capacity. I've done the Nottinghamshire Show for a number of years, 4 or 5. But this time I had the contract to host the children's food education area. So we had a massive marquee, and it was luxurious because it had flooring. I've done work in fields, so this was quite special. And we had the NFU on board and Sainsbury's. So there was a host of foodie fabulous fun for the kids to enjoy.
Sounds absolutely splendid. I'm absolutely staggered you're not going to be at the Lincolnshire County Show, though.
No, I'm going to be swimming through the night. Paul Fowler is hosting a 24-hour swim in the lake just down the road from here. And that's going to be such fun. Again, that's all about the food for me. I'm swimming with a team of three others.
You're swimming with food?
You've got to eat.
Dolphins. This is very true. Exactly.
Eat and refuel. So it's going to be all about the crack, as they say.
So let's move on. Mary, would you consider yourself a foodie? Do you like to cook regularly? Is it a case of, no, it's London, I just pop out and get a takeaway, you know, whatever?
No, I like cooking regularly, actually, but I'm normally just, I throw everything into a pan. Like, I don't really think, I don't really follow recipes so much. I don't sit down like, oh, I will cook it like this and I'll put all of this in it because this complements this. I'm a little bit like, whatever I've got in my fridge goes in.
That's excellent, so, though. Yeah, that's a sign of somebody with kitchen confidence and all about catering to your taste. That's perfect.
Mm. Hannah Brown, do you have kitchen confidence?
I don't know. I love baking. I can spend hours baking and then decorating cakes, but like cooking dinner wise, I'm whatever tastes nice and is quick. I don't know why. I just don't have the effort for the other one that I have for one.
Okay, is that a standard response that you'd expect, Linda?
Well, there's a mixed bag. Everybody does their thing. And besides, you've just been out for a waffle, haven't you? So
yes, that was a very nice waffle.
Oh, did you go to Edinburgh?
Yes.
We all find a way to eat.
Claire Margerison.
I am a massive foodie. I have been since I was probably about 16 or 17. I decided to make my first meal for myself that from scratch using BBC Good Food, and I just followed the recipe. And since then, I've been obsessed. I watch Food Network obsessively. Mm. Like, that is always on.
It's very addictive, isn't it?
And I just absolutely love cooking. I've got, I have a student celiac blog because when I got diagnosed celiac, I didn't realise how difficult it is to make student meals when you're gluten-free, because a lot of the gluten-free books are either, you either have to get replacements that are very expensive or that sort of thing, or you just have to literally rely on the staples of potatoes and rice, and you can't really just like mix it up that much. But it's really fun.
Well, I have to disagree.
Well, you can't.
I think
can,
if you become
if
an
you
expert
know.
On risotto.
Yes.
I know it's a staple of rice, but you can put anything with that.
Yeah, and I think it's about finding those naturally gluten-free things. I mean, in terms of the problem is, arises when you kind of have to buy the gluten-free things from the shops that are just like 10
premium.
Times more expensive.
Uh-huh. But it's good you've got a blog going. Excellent. Yeah.
It's good fun.
Jodie Orton, former co-host, of course, of the American Dream Team, which went out on Tuesdays, and, of course, Midweek Drivette. Are you kitchen confident?
Not at all. Totally kitchen unconfident. I don't know.
How can we help this girl then? You know, come on. the girl needs help.
It's a case of getting stuck in there. And that's what the weekend at the Notts County Show was all about. It was hands-on. You've got to start somewhere, decide what you want to do, and keep doing it till it gets good, and then move on to the next thing. We did butter making, smoothies, bread making, pasta. So they're the staples. No good for you, though, I'm afraid. The smoothies were awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Smoothie and soup. That's a good place to start.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind. We'd like to start doing some proper cooking.
I sense really, Linda, we should actually get the Midweek Drivette team across and we do a location report from you, good sir.
I just think we should do a recipe every time we get together. Yeah.
Well, then...
We could have a bake-off.
Well, you see, that's just... Do you know, my thing is about kitchen confidence is getting back to basics. Okay. And everyone gets inspiration for baking or from Food Network, but it is about kitchen confidence, and I think you need to start with the basics. Okay. So we should have a basic smoothie, which is yogurt, handful of oats, gluten-free oats, half a banana for potassium. The yogurt is live. Yeah, whiz that all together with a £6 stick blender from Sainsbury's and bingo. You've got a balanced...
We will re-engage. We put it to bed for a few years, and William said we'll actually judge the last bake-off. We'll go with those other things over the whole sort of system that we had. But yes, I think we will look towards that. Meanwhile, Tessa, are you kitchen confident?
Not at all. I'm another one. I like baking cakes and things, but it's all for quickness with me. But I do like to be healthy, that's the thing. Yeah. So I need to find that balance where I can...
That's the joy of being in the kitchen, though. Even if it is cakes, at least you know what's gone into it.
Yeah.
And for students, you can do a cake in a mug in the microwave.
Yes, that's true.
I've actually lived off them. I find food to be such a comfort thing. I mean, I was very upset in second year. I knocked on Mary's door and she made me sweet potato curry, and our friendship has never looked back.
Yeah, that is the true sign.
It is the basis.
Highly significant, because without that sweet potato curry, Mary would not be co-presenting the Midway Drive.
Exactly. It's an important curry, and I mean,
it's significant.
It brings people together, and it's a good way to sort of bond with people. And also, you have to understand that, like, you're going to mess up some foods. Like, some food I've made is absolutely horrific and I didn't eat because it was so bad, but then next time you know how to make it better. So
absolutely,
the messages are there. If you're wondering what's happened to our Jersey Delight, she's not there, don't worry. Aww. Carrington McDuffie will be, and we'll come to her after we've kind of incarnated two little tunes, one done by Carrington McDuffie and one not. It's energetic, it's YouTube, but it was just too good an opportunity to actually miss the cover version of the Monkees' Mary Mary by Carrington McDuffie. Carrington, welcome back to the Midweek Drive. How are you?
Oh, I'm great and so glad to be here. Hi.
And a genuine delight. So we're looking at this sort of particular video, which is a wonderful fun thing. It looks like you had a lot of fun doing Mary Mary there. And what a great simple video, clearly dedicated to Mary Dancy, of whom so much has been said. She makes some fantastic curries. She's just, you know, well, what can we say, really? It's the Mary Mary tune, just for your good self. But, of course, you've moved on since then, Carrington, and you were kind enough to actually forward on a link to your latest video. And I'm torn, really, between Sweet Pea, Crush on You, and this latest one that we're about to actually unveil once again with associated video, because you've gone cartoon. It's like gorillas in Carrington, a word person extraordinaire, and you've moved into a whole new cartoon world. Do you want to sort of set the scene to actually describe what we're about to experience here, or shall we just go straight to My Little Guitar?
I think we should go straight to My Little Guitar because it speaks for itself.
Well, I mean, it does. And, you know, literally, you've got a little guitar which is actually in there. So without any further ado, Carrington McDuffie.
There is a little guitar in the video.
Stay with us. We'll be back with you after this little moment of musical madness.
My Little Guitar, mirror of my next mood, my mute pet, my sweet lady, when I really want to.
Round of applause. Yay! So, Linda, what did you make of the video, the tune? Did it float your boat?
That one did float my boat, yes. Yeah.
Splendid from that point of view. Hannah?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, both the song and the music video. It was really interesting watching that, yeah.
Clearly, if you're driving, you're listening to Literary Drive, 5:30 in Lincoln, wait until you get home. It's safe to do so. Yes. Don't switch on the phone and watch the video at the same time. It's not the above. Jodie?
Yeah, I really like this song. It was really catchy. How did you come about to do this kind of music video? What was the idea?
I just decided it would be fun to do an animated video, and commissioned it from this director in L.A. And I had the idea that actually it was partly inspired by an interview that I did earlier with you all. The girl playing the guitar starts out very young, you know, and her career evolves, and it evolves through the inspiration of someone else, you know, who's already had a career, and that baton gets passed on from girl to girl, you know, and at the end, another young girl is playing the guitar. And I was so inspired by it's actually an electric ukulele, to write the song in the first place. And I've been so inspired by so many other musicians who've gone before me that I wanted to express that in the video.
Did I hear aright there, Carrington, that the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drivettes team actually inspired some great art with your good self there?
It certainly did.
Well, there we are. Yes.
Yeah, hearing what all your girlfriends had to say made me realise, oh, yeah.
Now, listen, let's just put a couple of things sort of out now. They might be good quality Midweek Drivettes, but when we sort of say girlfriends, we're not, you know, suddenly I feel as though it's the Pussycat Dolls, and it's, you know, put me as Bosley and Charlie's Angels. Lord above. Almost blushing there.
Almost.
So, Claire, what did you make of My Little Guitar?
I loved it. I think it's really a really lovely and positive message, especially when so many people are like, oh, there aren't enough jobs in the world, you can't follow your dreams, don't follow your dreams, get a job because you need to earn money, don't do what you love because there's no point. When, you know, actually you should just kind of keep following your dreams and, like, attain for what you want. And I think it's a lovely message and a lovely video. So thank you.
There we are. Here.
Exactly. Thank you for picking that message up there. Claire.
Mary Dancy, who obviously Carrington has sung about in her cover version of The Monkees. Mary.
I liked it. I liked that one a lot. And I liked My Little Guitar a lot too. I already have it on my playlist, so I was just like, I know this one. I can sing the words.
Isn't it a great song? That's Mike Nesmith.
Exactly.
Wrote that song. Yeah.
Who needs Eurovision when you actually... Well, I mean, if Australia can actually finish in the top three, please. You know, it's the Carrington, it's time we actually sort of put forward. Linda, you were wondering about Carrington's background. You thought Canadian?
Yeah, I just wondered. You sound Canadian.
Oh, I wonder why. Well, I'm from New York. I'm from New York.
Yeah. So close to Canada, they didn't name it twice. Never mind.
It's sort of close. That's right. That's funny that I sound Canadian. I didn't know that. But I'm from New York, and, I live in Austin, Texas now part of the year, and I live in Seattle, Washington part of the year, depending on what's going on and the weather, and I move around quite a lot. My family is still in New York.
Well, maybe that's why
in Massachusetts mostly, but, yeah.
Maybe that's why you've picked up a bit of a sing-song, a lilt to your accent, maybe.
It's clearly a Nashville, New York result. Mm-hmm. Canadian.
Yeah. Good thing.
Nashville plus New York equals Canadian. Yeah. We have a new theory.
Yeah. this is something we could actually work on with respect to inspiring the next tranche of material. Hannah, what did you make of My Little Guitar?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's a nice little song, yeah.
Okay, and Tessa?
I really liked it too.
So there we are. So all win-win in every sense of the way. So, Linda, any questions you want to put to Carrington, who, as well as being a widely published poet, spoken word performer, music which inspires and embodies a passion for language and sound, has got a superb website which deals with poetry and, indeed, as I say, a whole range of other factors. Linda?
I was quite impressed with your questions, Jodie, about the illustrations, and the video was lovely. But did you have more than one artist work on that? Because it seemed to have different strands.
Isn't that funny? No, I had one extremely talented and versatile artist working on it. He did all the drawings, which I approved and gave my feedback to, and we collaborated on the ideas of how the story would unfold. And then he brought color in and brought detail in and shading and, you know, more and more movement. I was asking for more movement throughout. But, no, that's all one guy, Brendan Huza, who's in Los Angeles, a really talented and extremely charming young man.
Certainly a super video, because it did look like it might have been a collaboration in so much, quite a different style, and there were parts where there was a lot of colour movement and parts not so much. So again, it showed a journey.
Which is what we're all on, let's face it, Linda.
Absolutely.
Emma Tennyson's been on a journey as she sort of, you know, made her way across the sort of the steps of Lincolnshire. She's now actually in search of a chair. She's bringing the chair into the studio to enable her to settle, and she needs time to obviously get her team in to actually do all the rest of the sort of bits and pieces there. She's had an exam in law today, for goodness sakes. Let's move on to an unforgivably catchy number, Carrington. We spoke about this on your debut on the Midweek Driver course. We talked about you basically on a sort of pink carpet, so sort of peeking through from that basically. Carrington, would you like to introduce your good self with this latest classic, and stay with us, of course, because we want to talk more about your experiences and travelling from Manhattan through Austin, Seattle, Venice Beach, etc., and even the Hawaiian Islands. Would you like to introduce Crush on You? Over to you, Carrington, please.
Oh, this song is kind of an anti-Valentine, and that's one reason that it had to be released right around Valentine's Day. And this song, I have to say, I just sort of barfed this song out in about 10 minutes, and it was a really great turning point for me as a songwriter, because it came out so completely and so irrepressibly that it was a very satisfying experience for me to write it, and it was really fun to record. I recorded with Donnie Wynn, the drummer he played all of the licks on, Robert Plant and Robert Palmer. You'd recognize his drumming on various, especially Robert Palmer. And with producer Rob Halverson, who did such a great job and let me play the piano, which I'm a kind of a crappy piano player, but it was really fun to play on this recording. And, because it's such sort of a bursting out kind of a song, we had to do the photograph that you're describing in the middle of the hot pink fake fur with my face coming out of the of the fur saying, "Hello, it's me, baby, baby, baby."
Baby, baby, baby. On this way, yeah, things just can't go on this way. Don't you see? You got a crush on me. And it's true, I got a crush on you. Don't you see? You got a crush on me. And I do, I got a crush on you.
Journeys taken throughout Europe, the Hawaiian Islands, the West Indies, reflected in music and lyrics. Carrington McDuffie still with us, and we've been joined by Emma Tennyson. Emma, I noticed Linda has taken up a guarding position over the food.
She's straight in there. I just saw
it and I dashed in. It's all there. But I think first time hearing Crush on You, Hannah?
I quite liked it. It was very interesting. Nice. One to like relax and listen to.
Baby, 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 baby. Oh, that's a wonderful stuff. Any other questions for Carrington? Anything from your good self, Tessa?
Have you got any more songs in the works? Mm-hmm. Are you working on new songs?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. I'm trying to schedule the recording of my next album. Actually, I'll be meeting with a possible producer on Friday, and I have lots of songs that need to be recorded. So, yes. There's lots in the work.
Got to let those songs go free, like little books say, release them into the ether, so the rest of the universe can actually sort of celebrate and enjoy the whole piece. In fact, I'm thinking actually, Carrington, you should really actually do a musical themed version of Linda Hewitt Food. You know, the sort of the tale of a food demonstrator set to music. I'll just put that out there, Linda.
I could certainly give you something other than food to sing about regards to Linda Hewitt, but I like that last song. It was sassy. Very nice indeed.
Sensational.
Yes, it's sassy.
Stuff.
Well said. Yes.
Jody.
It runs on attitude.
Yeah, I liked that. So I could definitely give you some attitude. It doesn't have to be about buns.
Okay.
moving on. Jodie, would you like to prove you've still got that attitude with those last two questions, please?
Carrington, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
Oh, I love talking to you guys.
And can we look forward
because
to...
Because it's such a varied response.
Yeah, well, that's what we deliberately select the midwifery drivers on the basis of years, not months, years of negotiation. We look at the genetic lines, we look at the sort of the strap lines that are actually connected to that. They've got to actually have a certain sort of routine, and then, you know, that's the variety sort of aspect. Sorry, Jodie, but
expertly
delivered. And
can we look forward to speaking to you on the show very soon?
Oh, yes, and I'm looking at a possible promotional tour, and so who knows, I may be coming through your town this summer. We're looking at that.
The Engine Shed is a fabulous venue. Exactly. Super.
Carrington McDuffie is coming to the British Isles. Ooh. Yay!
Try.